But what do you think is influential?
We'll get to it at a later time.
Like the bartender at Grazzi? That's who you'd put up as the top most influential guy in the city.
Yeah, because they design a menu around what I want to eat.
The chicken parm. The chef at Best Portuguese Chicken should be number three. Yeah.
And the guys at Grazzi.
Bruno,
Brad, they know what they're doing.
Anyway.
Yes.
I wanted to get into this list. Instead, we just talked about what influential...
No, but I'm just going to ask you. Every person you bring up going to say, how are you influencing Toronto?
Well, Masai Ujiri's at one.
Go ahead.
Kyle Lowry's at six.
Right.
I know Matt Thomas is on hold. I've been trying to get to
Sorry,
him.
Yeah. Well,
the irony of this is... No. The hypocrisy of you...
No, that's your move.
It's your move.
Your move.
The Iceman's sitting here waiting for us.
Yeah.
And
we
you
love
can't
the
stop
Ice
yapping.
Iceman.
Matt Thomas. What's up? How you doing, Matt?
What's up, guys? I must be pretty far down that list.
No way.
Let me ask you, how would somebody be on a list to influence you in the city that you're living in? Like, what would you look for as far as, like, big points to influence you in the city you're living in? What would you look for?
No, I mean, I just got transferred over, but I kind of heard what you guys were talking about. I feel like Masai is definitely influential here because... Like you said, he helped put together a team that ended up winning a championship in the city. A lot of fans have been following this team since the beginning, you know, for 25 years, and that means a lot to some people. So I think his leadership and just all the characteristics that he has definitely are.
I'm not going to ask you as a new Torontonian.
What is this list?
It's the top 50. Yeah, Toronto Life has issued the top 50 most influential Torontonians for 2019.
Kyle Lowry won't even give me one of his hats.
Yeah, because you're not influential.
Okay, you don't influence that doesn't influence me.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's how you would build your list. You'd take bribes. Like Joe Blow on the street would hand you a 20 and he'd be on your top 50. But how is Kyle Lowry, you know, factored into... you being welcomed onto the team, you know, how influential is he in that locker room?
Yeah, I mean, Kyle's been great. Ever since I've gotten here, you know, he's welcomed me, along with the other rookies, you know, which he definitely doesn't have to do. Someone, with his stature, you know, with all the accolades that he's received and, you know, he's been playing. This is his 14th or 15th year, you know, 7th, 8th season in Toronto, multiple time All-Star, you know, just coming off a championship, you know, all those accolades speak for themselves. But the dude is just super humble. He just wants to win. One of the best leaders I've been around. I've just been really impressed, you know, just the way he conducts himself on and off the court. And you know, him along with, you know, the other guys, I've said before too, just how like humble and hungry they are after coming off a championship. I'm sure it'd be easy to kind of let your foot off the gas pedal, but it doesn't seem like anyone on this team's done that.
Well, obviously when you signed here, you knew you were joining a championship team, but a team with a couple of players of significance that left. I mean, we know Kawhi left, we knew Danny Green left, but you guys go 3-2 on that trip, dealing with big injuries to Lowry, to Ibaka. You're 10-4 on the season. Have you been surprised at all by how well you guys have been playing and the amount of wins you've been able to build up so early into the season?
I mean, that's a good question. And personally, I haven't been surprised. Like, you know, teams that I've tended to be on my entire life, you know, I've been able to be a part of winning teams and winning culture. So that's really all I've known, which has been great. I'm definitely been, I don't know if lucky is the right word, but I've definitely been on some great teams. And here they just do things the right way. Like, they're extremely professional, the way we prepare ourselves for every game, the way we're preparing ourselves all off season. And, we had those injuries, obviously, and I'm sure a lot of fans or casual basketball, you know, watchers would have expected us to lose those games on the road, but finishing that road trip 3-2 says a lot about, you know, our team. And we kind of just had to adapt, and you know, then everyone always says the next man up type of mindset, but that's kind of what we've done. And here shortly, hopefully we'll get some of these guys back.
We're chatting with Matt Thomas of the Raptors. We had you on just prior to the season, and we were talking a lot about your history as a guy who, you know, you shoot the lights out. You're a three-point specialist, quote-unquote, from high school, college, playing overseas. You didn't get in the first couple of games, but you did in Chicago that first Saturday night. You went 2 for 3 from three. What was that feeling like, leaving the building with a win, knowing, you know, I've hit shots and now I've officially played in the NBA?
Yeah, that was a fun game. Special night for me, you know, being my first game and getting my first minutes in a real game, and having those first couple shots go down. And also I had some family. Chicago is just about 3 hours from my hometown, Wisconsin, so I had some family and friends there as well. So seeing them before the game and then us getting the win and, you know, on an individual note with me getting in the game was a special moment.
Well, we wish you nothing but success in the future, and keep influencing the people of Toronto, Matt. You're going to get in that top 50 at some point, man. I'm banking on it. You'll have our vote, and we always appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll appreciate it. I'll keep working. Hopefully one day I'll get in the top 50, and I'll make sure to get you guys a hat.
There you go.
Yes.
That's what we need.
So
hats.
I can stay there.
That's exactly right, man. That's all we look for is free swag, hats. And we're on your bandwagon.
Free gear. I can make that happen.
Absolutely. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Take care.
Matt Thomas, shooting guard with the Raptors.